To 1102, and I'm joined in the studio by Leslie Wallhead and John Walsh, and they're here to talk about the Blue Flower CAF, which is a support group for dementia carers. So good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I have to say that Leslie has the most wonderful, if only radio could have the television camera, you've got the most wonderful coloured hair I think I've ever seen.
Thank you very much.
And it's lovely. And that's the first thing I said as soon as you walked in this morning. So thanks very much for coming in today as well. Now, we're talking about the Blue Flower CAF. Before we talk about how you set this up, Leslie, and why you set it up, I'd like to talk about dementia, because it is in the press a lot at the moment. So if we start with yourself, John, can you let us know, is dementia something that anybody can get? Is it any age group? Who does it affect?
Well, it's fair to say that most people living with dementia are the elderly. Having said that, in the UK, there's estimated to be around 40,000 people who are young people. The statistics were for the end of last year around about 850,000 people were living with dementia of one type or another, of which there's absolutely many. The most commonly known are Alzheimer's, vascular dementia, and Lewy body dementia. They account for the vast majority. And by 2025, it's estimated to be around about 1 million people will be living with dementia.
Yeah.
So they're the figures, of which around about 60%, two-thirds are women.
Yep.
So it's mainly people, females, that live with dementia.
Right.
And it's also fair to say that of that, two-thirds of people living with dementia live in the community, not in care homes. Mm. And it's quite frightening about, you know, people getting diagnoses is only around about 44%.
Mm.
So, you know, what we're keen to do is increase awareness of dementia. So getting early diagnosis is critical in delaying the onset of dementia. Unfortunately, it can't be cured, but you can significantly delay the onset and improve the quality of people's lives living with dementia.
So if you, so what would be the first signs to look for, possibly, with somebody that you might think, is this dementia? You know, what are the sort of symptoms? Are they quite vague symptoms?
So given the fact that most dementia is Alzheimer's, which accounts for around about 50 to 70% of people living with dementia, and it is mainly the elderly people. So common signs are loss of memory, but that can often be confused with, oh, someone's just getting older. But loss, trouble with language, being able to think. You'll see signs of will repeat questions. So they'll ask you a question, and then they'll repeat that question very soon after. So they're the sort of quite common symptoms, the telltale signs that someone might have Alzheimer's, for example. And like I say, it can be confusing, because I've got an aunt who's 87 this month, and my mum, who was 80 before she passed away, she was very forgetful. So you start to question, do they have dementia of one form or another? But not necessarily. So it is critical that, you know, if families see their loved ones, that they do encourage them to see their GP and start to try and get a diagnosis, because like I say, that the sooner that it can be diagnosed, the better. Unfortunately, it can't be cured, but you can delay getting worse.
Is that with drugs, or is that with therapy?
It's a lot of things. I mean, it's about diets, making sure that people are eating, getting the right nutrition, getting the right hydration, keeping their mind active. It's about it's mental stimulation, exercise, even if it's just access to fresh air.
Yeah.
All the sort of things that might sound so obvious but often overlooked are key in terms of delaying dementia. So, so like I said, exercise, your diet, mental stimulation, social interaction, making sure that people aren't lonely, that could also lead to depression, for example.
Yeah.
So it's about keeping people as active as possible. Singing, for example, has been proved. You know, there's things called singing for the brain that has proved to be very successful in stimulating people's memory. Looking through old photo albums or books of the community you live in to remind people to keep their mind working. It's really important that goes on.
Yeah.
And the more that we can do that, the better.
Yeah. Now, bringing in Leslie, now, you set up the support group for dementia carers, which is the Blue Flower CAF.
Yeah.
Why did you set this up?
Well, to start with, the Alzheimer's group were very supportive, and they invited us to a peer group. And in my ignorance, I thought the peer group would be something I'd stay with until I didn't need it anymore.
Mm.
But unfortunately, after about a year, I got told that my husband was too disruptive to go, which meant I couldn't go.
Yeah.
So I looked around to see what else was available in Brentwood, and the answer was nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing for dementia carers whatsoever.
Yeah.
So I used to do coffee mornings we met in Sainsbury's. And then just before last Christmas, there were 19 of us. And that's when I realised how desperately it was actually needed.
Mm.
And I got in touch with Community Agents Essex. That's Ben Lacey.
Yeah.
And he helped me, introduced me to John, who I actually already knew because he volunteers at the Dementia Cafe.
Yeah.
And now we meet each month at the Brentwood Theatre.
We'll talk a little bit more about the Brentwood Theatre and meeting up.
Mm.
Explain to people what it's like, because we've talked about somebody having dementia and, you know, what it's like for that person. But people around, it must be heartbreaking and so difficult. Do the personality of the person change? What is it like?
It's hard to explain because basically I don't think their personality does change, or at least it hasn't with my husband.
Yeah.
But the conversation disappears.
Yeah.
So you're actually quite lonely and you can become quite insular. And even though you're talking to friends, either personally or on the phone, you do find that they don't really understand, and the only people that truly understand are other dementia carers.
Yeah.
And as you talk to other dementia carers, you have problems that you've got, and you're often able to help each other. And this is the main reason for starting the cafe,
which is a fantastic idea to do that, to help others. And 19 people were meeting already.
Yeah.
So you've got the Blue Flower CAF. So tell everybody whereabouts it is. Do people have to pay to come along? How does it work?
No, it's all free.
Yeah.
It's supported by Right at Home, which is John's company.
Yeah.
Consequently, we don't have to pay any rent for using the theatre.
Yeah.
It's free to come in, but you buy your own drinks.
Yeah.
And basically, just anybody can turn up. It's the third Monday in the month, so it's between 10:45 and 12:15 each month.
Yeah.
We'd love to see anybody there that wants to come.
And do you do some singing and things there?
We don't do any singing. We do have professionals,
yeah,
but they don't come and give a talk.
Yeah.
They actually talk to each of us individually, so that if we've got any questions, you know, we can help each other.
Yeah.
And in fact, I think this month we're going to touch a little bit on computers.
All right,
because most of us, even if we've got a laptop or a tablet, are not very hot on using it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, my mum's 87 and she sends me horses heads and pictures of smiley faces so far on Facebook. She's just getting to grips with it. I keep getting these really sinister messages, but she's again, my mum's 87 and she's always she does crosswords. She always tries to keep her brain active. She can't walk as well as she used to do, but she really does try her best to keep herself
I think active. If you can keep your brain active, that is by far and away the best thing.
Yeah. And as you said, as you were saying, John, if people can get an early diagnosis, you can actually delay the symptoms, whether it be through, as you said, are there actually drugs as well, or is it just the diet and, you know, singing and all sorts of
things?
Can
I interrupt here?
Yeah.
There are actually drugs.
Yeah.
There's two or three. Some are in tablet form. My husband actually has patches for his, because he's got a heart condition, so the pills affected his other medications.
Right.
But they don't take it away. They just try and put it on hold for a while.
Yeah.
And if you've got vascular dementia, they can't give you the drugs.
Right.
So the only help is self-help.
Are they moving, do you know, you may not know, but are they moving towards trying to, are they getting any nearer to getting a cure for this, or sort of are they moving in that direction, or new drugs?
I mean, there's constant research, but as we speak. I mean, as I say, the statistics are showing that the numbers are increasing. I mean, I think there's right to say something like 60,000 deaths a year from this.
Yeah.
If we could increase the diagnosis and the delay, we could halve that number.
Yeah.
So there's like lots of diseases, because it is a disease. You know, there's lots of research, but as yet there's no cure.
Yeah. Now, as I said, you've set this up yourself, which is fantastic for you. So you can go along, and other carers can go along, and you can
cared for.
Yeah. So you can all go together and sort of sit and chat. So as I said, that is the Blue Flower Cafe. It's the meeting the third Monday of each month for an hour and a half between 10:45 a.m. to 12:15 at the Brentwood Theatre Cafe, which is lovely, the Brentwood Theatre. And you've got parking there as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
And access in if you've got wheelchair access. It's very easy to get into the building. So you can check that out on the Brentwood Theatre Cafe as well. And have you got, it's free to attend. And obviously you've got very reasonable prices for tea, coffee. I think they do little cakes and things in there as well. And the dates you've got are the 18th of July, the 15th of August, the 19th of September. At the moment,
and we're announced future dates after that.
Okay. So. And do you have is there a website you're saying?
Yeah, so at the moment we do, as you mentioned, we run it through my company called Right at Home, which and so people, to take the strain off Leslie, because Leslie would get lots of calls, so if anyone's listening is interested, they can call our office, which is 01277 811 05. We've also got a website, which is www.rightathomeuk.com/Brentwood. If you go to that, we've got on the first page where you land, you'll see something about the Blue Flower Cafe, and it will take you. We've also got a Facebook page, so please call that number or visit our website if you'd like to know more about what we do, when and where you can park, all those sort of challenges that people face. So that they're the numbers that people can get us on.
Lovely. And we will put all those details up on the Phoenix FM website, just in case. And if you are looking after somebody with dementia and you feel isolated, which I suppose a lot of people can do, and you're living in the Brentwood area, there is somewhere you can go. You can chat to people who are in a similar situation. And, you know, and obviously you've got different people, as you said, come in, and you get advice as well.
That's right. And we've got people that come from Ingatestone.
Yeah.
And I gather we've got some coming from Billericay as well this month.
So you're hoping to set these up in sort of, you know, different areas eventually?
We are hoping that other people will take it up.
Yeah.
That is the plan. We will roll it out across other towns in the community, you know, the Havering towns, maybe Billericay, Basildon, and also not to just do it once a month.
Yeah.
We might try and do it more frequently than that. So the idea is to have as many of these as possible, as often as possible.
Yeah.
And that's the plan that we will do over the next few years.
Today.
Thank you.
And I wish you all the best of luck with the CAF, and also thank you to John, and again, thank you very much to Leslie. And